we would feel that there isn't enough funding coming from central government, and we have this issue in Donegal for, it's ongoing and it's every year we talk about this. There are a number of major issues in the county, you know, the infrastructure development, but one of the key developments that we need to get off the ground in the coming year is social housing. We need more social housing. We're developing into a stage where we just do not have homes for people, and the rental accommodation is not there either. So we have to come to a position. We would be disappointed that there will only be 21 units built next year under the turnkey programme. We're looking at, you know, I think we need to be more imaginative in Donegal, and I think we need to be more ambitious. We would be looking at, you know, over 3 years, 400 units. I don't think that is adequate. Sinn Féin don't believe that it will come near to house the housing need that we have. And there are other projects as well that we would need to develop. And the acquisition programme has been really good for rural areas, and maybe we need to look at, be more ambitious in that as well.
But as you say, if the investment isn't there from government, it does restrict the council majorly.
Oh, exactly. And like, we have to go back to government and we have to say that we have the plan. And that's what the conversation that I'm trying to have in here today in Lifford is, that we need the money. We have the plans. If we get the money from the department, we will build the houses. We will provide housing to cover the need of the county. But unfortunately, Catherine, year after year, the government do not come up with the funds. And with all the best will in the world, you can only build what government funds give you.